It's one of those cold gray days in Paducah where the rain doesn't ever seem to stop. For many, that means curling up in their homes. For Carrie Brown, that means her new trailer. It's the first place she's had to call her own since her uncle passed away last June. Carrie worked as a caretaker for her uncle, but when he died, that meant she lost her job. Soon after, she lost her house and was living out of her car.
Like everybody is just like one paycheck away from not having a place to live sometimes if you don't have family.
Carrie says she heard about Paducah's Tent City, but was worried about its security. Last September, she was at a soup kitchen where she met two young women who lived in Tent City. Carrie left her broken car behind and moved into the makeshift community. Since then, the city has shut down Tent City because of safety ordinances. Many of the residents were placed into transitional housing. Tent City Missions Coordinator Michelle Thomas has been integral in aiding the homeless of Paducah. She's been working to get people back on their feet for a little over a year. She says it all started when she took her daughters to play golf one day.
And I'm so good that I hit my ball in the middle of the woods one day. And I found an empty camp. And that's really what first piqued my interest is I just knew that was somebody's home. And I asked several people about it. My husband's lived here his whole life. He said, we don't have homeless people in Paducah.
Since then, Michelle has worked with local government, churches, activists, and financiers to try to establish a homeless shelter in Paducah. Paducah is more attractive than many of the surrounding towns for area homeless. Though still considered rural on a national scale, the relatively urban setting of Paducah promises more for them. Even Brown moved from Marshall County to Paducah after losing her home. It has more soup kitchens, food stamp offices, just more resources overall for the homeless. Davy King is the director of specialized housing resources at Kentucky Housing Corporation, which works to distribute finances to programs around the state.
We fund about 50 projects in the balance of state. And when I say balance of state, that's basically 118 counties in Kentucky, which is all of Kentucky except for Louisville, Jefferson, and Lexington, Fayette.
The state is split up like that because of Louisville and Lexington's sizes. King says the challenges for homeless seen in major cities is very different from rural areas.
In rural parts of Kentucky, we sometimes refer to the homeless as sort of the hidden or the invisible homeless.
KHC takes an annual census of homeless individuals in the state based on reported numbers at shelters across the Commonwealth. Last year, Region 1 of KHC's Continuum of Care, which includes the Pennyryle and Purchase areas, totaled at 325 homeless persons, with one of the most populated demographics being young women, single mothers, victims of domestic abuse. Brown, a 30-year-old, says she met many young women during her stay at Tent City.
There's a lot of women that were homeless, more than what you'd think, too, you know. Because when I was out there, there were seven girls out there. There was two 19-year-olds that just didn't have family, didn't have nothing. They ended up back there.
Along with young women, one of the most common features of a homeless Kentuckian is what Michelle Thomas calls being precariously housed. This means couch surfing, living in cars, condemned buildings, barns, or even just living with relatives. She says that educating the public to these important aspects of homelessness is the biggest challenge people like her face. She says a stereotype of a 40-something male with substance abuse problems can cause issues when it comes to asking the public for help.
They have that same old mental picture of somebody in a cardboard box with a brown paper bag. That's not the face of homelessness anymore.
Thomas is now working to fundraise for a Paducah shelter she wants to open. She says she's allocated finances to open it, but operation costs are still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, she and others are working to provide resources to ex-residents of Tent City. Both Thomas and Brown repeatedly mention the supportive network of people helping Paducah's homeless.
I think that if I lived in a big city, I'd probably still be staying in the shelter or whatever. They probably wouldn't have the resources to help you get a job.
Those resources include classes on personal budgeting, parenting skills, and things like how to dress for a job interview. She says she's met people who have only hit a small rough patch and just need a little guidance to get back on their feet. She also met a man named Sammy, who lived for a decade in a makeshift shelter made from railroad ties. He even went through the 09 ice storm in it.
We come across people that don't even have an ID and don't know how to get one.
But mostly, she says the homeless's biggest need is a supportive base on which they can build their way back into a stable situation.
It's like a blink of an eye. You lose your hope. You lose your self-worth. Well, this is just happening to me because I'm just not worth it. You don't see your own value anymore. And then somebody has to intervene or it'll get worse. And that's when you end up with people that have been in a tent in the woods for 10 years.
Carrie Brown now works for a transportation company. She says her few months as a homeless person changed her perspective.
Yeah, I think I've changed as far as being nicer to people. And, you know, I think I've learned a lot. I grew up a lot.
Brown says she plans to become financially stable and to eventually help Thomas and the Tent City Mission in their pursuit of establishing a homeless shelter and resource center in Paducah. For WKMS News, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.